Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. When it comes to questions about being a Christian, there's one sure place the kids in Odyssey can go for an answer: Wits End. That's because they know they can find John Avery Whittaker there. And that's exactly what Jack and Lucy have done to find out about faith.
The fire blazed through the house, pushing little Billy to his bedroom window on the second floor. He looked down and saw his parents, who had been frantically trying to find him.
Daddy! Daddy! Help!
Billy!
I can't get down, Daddy! Help!
Jump, Billy! I'll catch you!
It's too hot!
Don't be afraid, Billy. Jump! Jump into my arms!
But, Dad!
Jump, Billy! Jump!
Well, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, what, Jack?
That's your story about the meaning of faith?
Yep.
But I don't get it.
You don't? Well, how about you, Lucy?
Well, I could guess. Maybe you better just tell us.
Well, you see, the real meaning of faith is trust. Like in our story, little Billy may have always said he trusted his father, had faith in him, but now he's faced with a situation where his faith has to be made real. As long as Billy stays up in the burning room, he's showing that he doesn't have enough faith to jump in his father's arms. A real and active faith can't begin until his feet have left the windowsill.
Is that what they mean when they call it a leap of faith?
Well, I suppose so.
Wow.
Now, the real question is, would you have jumped?
Nah.
You wouldn't?
No way. My dad has skinny arms. He'd drop me like a hot potato.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But that's the other important point about faith. You have to be sure you're putting it in the right person. You want to trust someone who'll do what he says he'll do.
You're talking about God, right?
Right.
But we can't see him.
That's why sometimes it takes more faith.
The kids at school say I'm crazy for believing in someone I can't see.
Yeah, at least in your story, Billy could see his dad down there. It's different in real life. I mean, it's hard to really have faith in somebody you can't see.
Funny you should mention that. Come on up to the Bible room and I'll tell you about someone who did.
I love this room.
Yeah, it's different every time I come in. Oh, look at that big boat. What's that for?
Ah, here we are. Hebrews chapter 11 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Then in verse 7, "By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." Sit down, Jack, Lucy. Let me tell you about this fellow named Noah.
I've heard about him. He built the ark.
Everybody's heard about Noah, Jack, but it's different when you hear about him in the Bible room. Tell us the story, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, Noah lived hundreds of years ago at a time when people had become especially wicked. The Bible says that every intent of the thoughts of their hearts was on evil, continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
Things must have been pretty terrible to make God feel that bad.
Well, they surely were. So God decided to destroy man and the animals and even the creeping things.
I wish he'd get rid of the creeping things now.
Quiet, Lucy. He decided to get rid of everybody, Mr. Whittaker?
Obviously not everybody, or we wouldn't be here now. There was one man in particular.
Noah.
That's right. According to the Bible, Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. He was a just man, perfect in his time. Noah walked with God.
He actually walked with God? Like Jack and I walked together to school?
Some think so, but others believe it's a figure of speech. He walked with God in the sense that he obeyed God and had a close relationship with him. So God chose Noah to be a part of a very special plan. Though the Bible doesn't say exactly what happened over those years, we can imagine how it must have affected his life.
Honey, I'm home.
Hello, dear.
How was your day?
Not bad. I worked on our vineyards in the northwest corner, planted a new field of crops, and talked to God. What's for dinner?
You talk to God, and you're asking me what's for dinner? Oh, sit down. We talk first, then dinner. Now, why did God want to talk to you? Is everything all right?
Well, not really. God said he was grieved in his heart about all this wickedness going on around here.
Oh, he should live in our neighborhood. He wants to see wickedness.
Well, he told me about his plan to destroy all of mankind and all the animals. Where's today's paper? I want to see who won the game.